Okay, so this is Jules.
And I'm Jem. And we just discovered that somehow the recording that we made talking about Jules's 6-week visit with Crystal at Dr. Megan's office is just nowhere to be found. So we thought we'd sum up really quick the things that were noteworthy during that visit, starting with...
Well, there are two main things I remember from that. One was I got to go back down from four dilations a day to 3. It changes the dynamic of dilation because when you're doing 4 a day, it seems like you're always either getting set up to dilate, starting to dilate, dilating, getting undone from dilating, cleaning up from dilating, or getting ready to dilate the next time. There's really, when you're doing 4...
You just have no life.
You really don't have much of another life. And 3 is one first thing in the morning, one before you go to bed, and one in the middle of the day. And each one takes as long, but it gives you more windows. And if you manage that middle one a bit... you can move it forward or back, and now you can do things in the afternoon or the morning. So that was one. That was a big deal to me.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, in April, on the 6-month anniversary, my recollection is, I think I get to go down to 1 a day, and that, of course, is going to change everything, too. But the other thing, well, there were more than...
Oh, there were a few, yeah.
There were a few. The second thing was, I remember that Crystal, I had sent Crystal some photos of underneath, and Crystal said that I needed to wear a 4-inch gauze pad most of the time, which I did, and it got pretty painful because the clitoris is already very sensitive, and when you wear... I promise you, when you wear a gauze pad that's rubbing up against it all day, it is much more sensitive. But the nice thing about it was that it got rid of the white fibrous tissue.
It did.
And so that was the next one. The other thing was, of course, that she said sex was on the table. And my recollection is we talked a good bit about sex.
We did, yeah. She did. She talked a good bit about how to masturbate. She said you could use toys.
Which I had already bought one of at the time.
Right, and started using. And she said, right. Oh good, I'm glad that you started using stuff and experimenting already. Just be careful. If it starts to hurt, then stop.
Interesting, because growing up, I never got... My parents were fairly enlightened, but I don't remember ever getting encouragement to masturbate when I was growing up. So I don't remember anybody ever encouraging me much to do that. And now here is someone who is. So that's nice.
I think puberty just kind of takes care of that on its own.
Oh, it does. I mean, you're going to do it, you know. Anyway, so there was that.
And you got cleared to lift more than 5 pounds.
Got cleared to lift more than 5 pounds, which also changed my life a good deal.
And you got cleared to go swimming and take baths.
But not to ride a bike.
Well, she said just be careful, I think, if you ride a bike. But we have been taking baths a lot.
We have been taking baths a good deal.
We got out of one just a few minutes ago.
Yeah. And it's wintertime.
Yes, it's just really nice.
Baths are nice. As you know, Jem is non-binary. And I am not, and I persuaded Jem to, we could have a girls' night, and so we did.
We did.
And we had a bubble bath, and we put face mask on our face.
Yep.
And
we pushed back our cuticles.
I gave myself a pedi earlier in the day.
Nice.
The kind of pedi that you can give yourself, which is not the world's best, but so it's been that kind of day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's most of what I remember.
Yeah, I think that was the gist of it. You guys are lucky because probably you get like a 3-minute update instead of like a 30-minute update of us rambling on about whatever Crystal said.
Yeah, you're getting the meat of it.
The highlights.
At the 6-month period, which again is the middle of April, I am due to go see Dr. McGinn. Who will take a close-up look at me and let me know what's going on. I assume my scars will have healed a bit by then.
They already look pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I send Crystal an occasional email to tell her about what's going on. And I sent one the other day with a photo, and she said it looks really good. And it does. I think it looks close to cis.
It does.
Plus the scars. But anyway, so yeah, in April I'll be going up to see Dr. McGinn. She'll take a look at it in her office, and we'll see what is, if there's anything that needs correction.
I'm going to miss you.
It's possible you could go.
Yeah, but I probably shouldn't.
Oh, yeah, you have work.
And also COVID.
Well, that's, and I'm thinking COVID. Yeah, we don't know where we're going to be with COVID at
the
time.
I mean, people might just, like the normal person might just start getting to be vaccinated.
That's
around
true.
Then.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we don't know. But anyway.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yep.
And other idioms. Hello, this is Jem. Jules is here too.
Oh, I didn't know we were. Oh, sorry. You want to start over?
No, this is great.
Okay. I didn't know.
Okay. I know. I just sprung it on you. I'm just feeling like so emotional because we just got on Reddit. A user wrote into us and said that we helped them get her? Them?
Her.
We don't know how they identify, but they did have surgery recently, and that we helped them get through it.
We did, apparently.
Our podcast made a difference in some way, and that means a lot. So,
it does.
A, that someone listened at all, and then B, that it was like our target audience and we were able to help someone.
Yeah.
That means so much, so thank you for writing in. I just feel really...
Jem is also going through some hormonal issues right now, so...
Downplay my feelings.
I'm not downplaying anything. I'm just explaining.
Okay, yeah. I have my period. Whatever. It's true.
So, we are moving a week from Monday to the big city. And we're really excited about it. I am now... This is Jules. I'm now... dilating with the green thing, and it's tough.
You're doing great. I'm proud of you.
I get discouraged. Jem helps me out.
It's going in.
It's going part of the way in.
But it's causing some discomfort.
By the way, we're reading Reddit, and I get the impression that different doctors maybe end up with different sizes of the vaginal opening.
Yeah, depending on your procedure, but I think we're mostly thinking PIV.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of PIV going on, and that's not applicable, of course, to us.
No, I mean penile inversion.
Oh, PIV. Penile inversion is PIV.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, but it's true. Since PIV is not part of my future.
You mean sexually?
Sexually. The orange thing, which looks frankly like a telephone pole to me.
The orange dilator is not for you.
Oh my gosh, the green thing won't even go in all the way yet. I've been doing it for a couple of weeks. But Christmas is coming up, and we're moving right before Christmas.
Won't that be fun?
Won't that be fun?
As a Christmas present, we get all our own stuff back.
I know. Gosh, we've been living in basically two rooms for weeks and weeks and weeks. Since before the surgery, that's true.
Now it's mid-December almost.
I'm thinking soon I'd like to think about breaking out the old episodes.
Yeah, we can...
The ones we made before we started really getting serious about surgery.
Yeah, yeah, because we recorded a bunch of things back in the summer.
Yeah.
Some of them are just shit. It's just like us talking in the car about going to Target.
Hey, don't you put down Target. We're in the middle of a COVID thing
here. I love going to Target, and I loved going to Target. And I will love going to Target. All of Herb Dennis's.
Back at this point, we love doing anything. Jim and I got to tell you, we leave to go hiking and to pick up groceries.
That's it.
And other than that, it's just us and the kitties in the house.
And whoever we call on the phone.
And whoever we call on the phone. We just don't see people, and we haven't.
And we haven't killed each other yet.
We're doing, I think, really well.
Yeah.
However, it's easier for maybe for some than others. Jim is a committed introvert.
Yes.
And I am a
slash recluse.
And I am an inveterate extrovert. But I'm having a great time. But it'll be nice when I can get out and talk to other people too.
I'm going to be jealous. You're not allowed to talk to other people.
Oh, okay. Just well, me. Never mind.
You can call them on the phone. Maybe for a few minutes.
So, anyway.
Yep, I don't have anything else either. I just wanted to say thanks for writing us in. Writing us in? Thanks for writing into us.
It was, I'm not going to invade anybody's privacy, but a listener from the Bay Area.
You know who you are.
You know who you are. And I'm kind of wondering if they had Dr. Marcy Bowers.
Who knows?
I don't. But I'm writing them. I was just starting to write them when you said, I'm Jem. And I thought, I know who you are. So I'm writing this person back, and I guess I'm assuming it's her. And I'm thanking her for her nice note.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so we just wanted to give a quick shout out to our friend from California who wrote us on December 13th.
Yes. Leslie wrote us.
Yes.
And she's living in California.
Yep, but thinking about relocating toward the south, perhaps, with her partner, and who's trans.
Who's a trans man and who has...
It says we've spent some time working in the southeast. And so she answered our question about hiking. Why do lesbians love hiking?
She did. And what did she say?
She said, it's all about the peace and reconnection that comes with hiking, even though she has to drive 45 minutes to find a good dog-friendly hike.
Yeah.
We're really lucky. We don't have to.
We don't. In fact, where we hike, there are often dogs all over the place. That owner has had much more aggressive dogs in the past. Again, off leash. But we're sure that Leslie and her partner have a very nice and kind dog. And
I'm sure. Like the ones we saw the other day when we were at the waterfall. Those were all on leash, and they were good dogs.
They were good dogs.
Did you cut your foot?
I think that's chocolate sauce.
How did chocolate sauce get on your foot, my dear? We don't ask these
questions.
You know,
when you start asking questions...
We don't need to ask these questions.
You know, it was like when my mother and my first grade teacher asked how I got bubble gum in my hair. And it's just one of those things we don't ask.
Okay. We just wanted to give a quick shout out to Leslie. Thanks for writing us.
Hey, Leslie. We wrote you back, of course, but we were very glad to get your letter, and we're always glad to meet people who've listened to our podcast, but also to hear from other hikers.
And lesbians and trans people.
And lesbians and trans people and dog lovers.
And hey, if you're any of those things or just listening to this, feel free to write us in and say, hey, we would love to give you a shout out.
Trans in the South Pod.
POD at gmail.com. We got that down to a science.
We did.
It's a little call and response we got going there.
Yeah.
We don't even practice it, folks. It just happens naturally.
Plus, we have now a probable or at least a possible answer to why lesbians like to hike and like the outdoors. I will say this, Leslie. The reasons you gave are certainly many of the reasons I love to hike.
Yeah.
It's wintertime and the bears are mostly distant, but I saw a hawk and a pileated woodpecker the other day.
And I saw a...
We saw a great blue heron. This is a great habitat here around here for that bird.
And I saw deer poop.
We saw deer poop.
Yeah. I found it myself. I'm pretty proud of that. I've been learning about deer.
And so the question, does the wild bear shit in the woods, is answered, yes, we've seen it first. I've run into it many times, but... So, anyway, Leslie, thank you for your letter, and...
Please write us in, anybody. Write into us.
And Leslie, write us back.
Yeah, we'd love to hear about your dog and your partner and your hiking.
Yep. Oh, and one other thing we said to Leslie in our letter. We both wrote a little bit.
Oh, yes.
To our listeners, we recognize that this is called Trans in the South, and it has been largely, so far, it's been about the trans feminine experience to the exclusion of trans masculine experience, and that is not always going to be the case.
And it's certainly not on purpose.
We started out, and mostly so far, have been talking about my experience in bottom surgery or SRS or whatever you want to call it. And that has been certainly a major part. That and its after effects have been a major part of my life and probably both of our lives since it happened.
Oh, yeah.
And there is more to come. There's stuff actually we have recorded and don't have out yet that discusses the trans masculine experience. And of course, you know, Jim is non-binary and presents much more masculine than certainly I do.
Yep.
So we are not ignorant of our
deficiency.
This is going to be eventually, we hope, a podcast devoted to the entire trans experience everywhere in the South and in adjacent areas. So
we're just getting started.
We're just getting started, really. We have a nice interview with someone who is from the South, although now working
in New York,
in the transgender-related industry, you might say, in New York City. So, and we hope to have more people.
You know what I'd love to have?
Tell me.
A sex worker.
That would be really interesting.
I'd love to have a trans sex worker. If you know somebody who would love to share their story and just happy to do it anonymously, like, we'd love to interview them.
Someone with a Southern connection, of course.
Yeah, if possible. Anyway.
Anyway.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.